Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. Shir should be a special from our Rav Sheikh. We nish mask our sister Batz from Shmuel. Our chanat again. Our chanat chanat from Meir Zev. Our chanat zish from Yosef. Our chanat from Yaakov Tzvi. Our chanat chanat from Bas Michal Dis Bas. Our four Shlema. But the Zohar Yedala from the base. Yir sheyesh ba'avodas kochavim. The city has idolatrous service in it. Chutz al mutter. It is permitted to business outside the city. If there was an idolatrous service outside the city, Toichamotr is permitted to business inside the city. The Gemara says, and what's the chashash here? Chashash is that they were holding a festival in honor of the deity. So you're not allowed to do business with people on the day of their chag. So as long as it's not, as if they're doing the chag inside the town, you're allowed to do business outside and vice versa. So Gemara asks, Hechidami Chutzla, what's the example of outside the city? So the Shushim Ben Lakish says, like the market of Aza, which is right outside of Aza. There's another opinion that says that Rish Lakish asks Rabbi Chanina, what is the law regarding the market of Aza? Atloza Shal Aza Maus, Rabbi Chanina said, have you never gone to Tzur in your life and you saw a Jew and an idolater that placing two pots on top of a single stove and the rabbis weren't worried? So here also, we're not worried that even though just like the two pots, we're not worried that the Jew's pot has become not kosher. So to here, we're not worried that the money came from inside the town where they're keeping this yamtif. What does it mean, lo chashucha, their own idolatrous yamtif? What does it mean, lo chashucha cham? What does it mean the rabbis weren't worried about the two kederos? So Abai says, that the guy, the idolater, threw, when the Jew wasn't looking, threw an avela inside the Jew's pot. See, here also, the rabbis weren't concerned. In other words, one pshat in Rashi is that the money was used for idols as a tikroves to bring as an idol. And Rabbi says a different pshat. What does it mean? That mishum bishul avid kochavim. And here also, Chachamim weren't concerned, Mishum Yom Eidan. According to the first pshat, just like there, we weren't concerned that he threw a Bisar Nevelin, which is an Isdaraisa, so to here, we're not concerned with Tikrobis of Adazar, which is an Isdaraisa, laid back the Yadchamim and Acherim. Your hand is not allowed to cling to anything that's banned, that's of Adazara, so you're not allowed to be Nana from this of Adazara. According to another pshat, in Tosis, Rash says it was brought as a Tikrobis of Adazara, a sacrifice of Adazara. Another pshat is, it was used to buy Avodah Zarah. Akoponim, you're not worried about that money, there being nana from that money, just like you're not worried about him throwing the nevel in your pot. And the other pshat in the Gemara is that Rav says a different pshat, that Mishum Bishul Rechom, which is only this to Rabbanah, that we're concerned the guy is going to cook the Jewish pot. So too, regarding Jewish merchants who do business in the meat market outside of Aza, the rabbis weren't concerned Yom Eidim, which is an Ister Rabbanah, do business with them on the day of their yantif. But if we see the people outside of the, we assume the people outside of the town are not keeping that same yantif. So the Gemara compared the case of the goy throwing the nevela in to the case of the mos. Just like we're not choshish that he threw the nevela in, we're also not choshish about the mos. That the money is from inside the city, it's a very desaradik from inside the city, it was used to cross over inside the city. But if Smash, if we know that it is used for Avodah Zarah, then it's Asir. This Misafik, we're not Choshish. And Rava argues, and he holds that we are Choshish, if that would be the concern, that it's Avodah Zarah, the money. Then it wouldn't be okay. Rava says that there's no concern that the idolater threw a veil into the Jew's pot, because A, what would he gain, and B, he would be sued. But in our Mishnah's case, the prohibition against idolatrous money is a real concern, because the purchaser might be buying the animals a favor for a friend who lives in the city, and the money came from a guy who lives in the city, and therefore it's idolatrous money. So Rashi says, "Hecha de pshita, where it's pashit for us to damim halalu, better in the hands of the person in the marketplace. Mitoch tevaso lakham, where it's pashit that he took them from his own box. Like a lamechas, there's no chash, the surah darais of the korbis of Adazara, because he took it from his own things. He didn't take it from his friend today. So therefore, we're not chosh for nisdarais of the korbis of Adazara. They also aren't chosh for suffik is the rabban of masav man biyom edo. So, chashash isn't daraisa, like throwing a meat, nevela meat into the pot. There's also no chashash of the krovis of Adizara. Talking about a case where there's no chashash about the krovis of Adizara. Because he took it from his own box. And therefore, what's the chashash? The chashash is, I'm only a derabanan of doing business with them on Yom Eid. I'm just like the chashash is bishalov tekochav. The guy is going to cook for the Jew, and the pots are next to each other. That's the machlokas Abai and Rav. Abai says the pshat is the chashash is b'sar nevela, two pots next to each other. We're not chashash for b'sar nevela, so we're not chashash for demei avoidus kachovim, for idolatrous money. And Rav says there's no chashash mishin b'shulei ovdei kachovim, and the parallel to that is that the rabbis were in chashash mishum yoyim edam. So again, the Gemara compared the Kedera case, the Nevela, throwing the Nevela into the Kedera case, to the case of the Gross of Adazara. And just like we're not concerned you threw the Nevela in, so too we're not concerned that the money is the Gross of Adazara. But if we know Beveirul, Shem, Ochel, Abdazara, they're us, sir, just for Suffolk, we're not Choshish. And Rabbi argued with Abaye, and he says that if we have a Suffolk, then we are Choshish. He's talking about a case where we don't have a Suffolk. But if we do have a Suffolk, because he took it from his own box, but if we do have a Suffolk, that it's the Gross of Adazara, we have to be Machmir. And this is difficult because later on, says Tosfos, in the Samut Alamid Aleph, we see Gemara mistapeket if Dmei Avoy Dezara should be Yad Goy is Aser Mutter, and Rav Nachman brings a Raya that it's Mutter from a Raya that we learn that if a Goy sold Avoy Dezara and he paid the money to a Jew to whom he owed money, the money is mutter. So how here are we asking? Do we know that it's Dmei Avoydus Kachovim? It's Aser. We know that it's Malus of Avodah Zarah. It's Aser. That's the Mashmos here. Later on we see not like that. What do we see later on? We see later on that if a guy sells a Vedazar and then pays off a Jew, then it's fine. So because of this kasha, Rashi explained that we're talking about money that was actually sacrificed to the Vedazar, not money that was used to pay for a Vedazar, and that's mutter, the money that was actually sacrificed to a Vedazar. But then this is difficult, because even most, they were hukavu la Vedazar, aren't us here. Since we don't find such an avoda by us, like the Gemara says later on page, say, 51a, Shalone aseret kekrovet avoda zara lebofen shekorev etzlenu beis hamikdash. The Kroves of Adazara is only us here if it's brought in a way that's brought in our beis hamikdash, and therefore Adazara, that the derech avoda of this Adazara is by throwing a makel in front of it, even though the person who serves it is chayav misa, but the makel is an aseret between the Kroves of Adazara. Because that's not the way we do it. Another kasha from later on, and this is Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. This is all from Tosis. Tosis writes, Perish, I conscious the name of Dhamma Lalashu, Okechmi and Basa. So it's Mashman Rashi that if we would know that it belongs to the guy, it would be us. It's only because we don't know. So we're not choshish. But if we would know, it would be us. According to Rava, if there's a chash, then it's us. According to Abaye, we're not choshish. We're not concerned that it was brought to the Avodah Zarah. Kashi the command of Perak Bay is come around the Yasvi, come by later, may have a Kobiat of Kobmasur and Mutarin. Must we not have Mutarmai later on? We find that this is in Dibra Masl the Kavasah. We find that Rav Nachman says that the Mavod is Kochavim is Mutter. My Sram sees of Kashi and Oshabe, so Mano, Macharabad is Kochavim, if you love Mos Mutarin. If a guy owed money to a Jew and then he sold his Avodah Kochavim and then he gave him the money is Mutter. Maybe because of this kasha, Rashi says that what's the Me'avos Kochavim? Not that it was used to buy Avodas Kochavim, but that it was used to serve Avodas Kochavim. They put the money in front of the Avodas Kochavim. Lo dami lo perak beis that chalifi Avodas Kochavim. It's not like it says talks about in perak beis. Where it's exchanged for Avodas Kochavim. The Chalei Avodas Kochavim may not be Yisrael, because she'll give me Yisrael. She'll have Kochavim Mutarim. When a Jew gives money for Avodas Zarah, it's Asif. When a Goy gives money for Avodas Zarah, it's Mutar. Miyukashia, the Filo, having a Kochavim Avodas Kochavim may not be Yisrael, to be in Avodas Shanasas Kain Panim. What's the problem? Even if it was brought as the Kochavim Avodas Zarah, it's not going to be Asir. Because we require that it should be Avodas Shanasas Kain Panim. In order for something to be Asir, outs the Kochavim Avodas Zarah, it has to be like we bring it, and we don't. You ever see anything in the Beis Hamikdash that they bring money to an idol to serve God? That's shalom. We don't do that. Want to serve God with money? Don't bring it to the Beis Hamikdash. Give it to an ani. That's the way to serve God with money. But if somebody throws a makel in front of the Avodah Zarah, he's chayev because that's the derech to serve the idol. But the makel is an asir because we require to krovus kain panim. The lekel, we don't have that. V'yesh perushim acherim shegiya Rashi. The Abaye le svirelei. So the other perushim in Rashi that Abaye doesn't hold at this mission. Look, come on, perek basra. B'daf samach dalid. In other words, Abaye doesn't hold that the Me'avodah Zarah is mutter. Abaye holds that the Me'avodah Zarah is aser. Klomar, Shabaye lo shmielei zot abraita. V'svirilei So don't ask me a kasha from the Braisa that tells us that the Me'avodah Zarah is mutter. That was the kasha we asked. I the Me'avodah Zarah is mutter. When you buy Avodah Zarah, it's mutter. The Me'avodah Zarah is mutter. That's what the Gemara says, but Abaye holds that it's Aser. He doesn't hold of this. And then Tosfos says, no, but doch kulamra, it's a dochak say this teretz. Because then Abaye, Varav, Arul, all the people in the Sugi over here, it's mashma, they hold that the Me'avod, the Zohar is Aser. So Shmielu la Braisa, they didn't hear that Braisa. So they don't agree with that Braisa. So it's fair to say like that. So therefore, we'll stick with the Peirush instead of saying that Abaye and everybody else in the sugya holds that the Me Avodas Kochavim, when you sell Avodas Kochavim, when a guy sells Kochavim, the money is Aser. we'll say they hold the money as mutter, and the possible chash, which Abai says you're not choshish for, is that it was money actually used as to korbis of avodah zarah. Then we run into the problem of bein tekorbis kein pinim b'leka, where we still have that kasha that we don't bring it, so therefore it's not tekorbis. If we don't bring it in the mikdash, it's not also as tekorbis of avodah zarah. Void kasha. Yesh kusha nosefet milahalan b'daf lamed gimel. Shetiru ma'ot sheyu etzel goy kshalach v'chazar mi'ayirid. Kitolim shekana chamor u'beged. Even daf lamed gimel, that they were mati or money. They were by a goy when he went and came back from a yirid, from a fair, because retoile, that he bought a chamor, the toilet that he bought, a chamor or a beged. Like the Gemara there says, Gabe Hochan Matarfos, those are going to the place of Avodah Zarah. Ten Rabban Yisraelach, you reach Alabi Kochavim, as he's going to a Shukshal Avodah Zarah, when he goes there, the most in his hands are mutter. And when he comes back, the mouse in his hands are aser. Both when he's on the way there and the way back, his money is mutter. The amrina name were chamer zavin. Maybe he sold the donkey oglima zavin. He didn't sell avoy dezara. Kach shamaot halalu einam chalifei avoy dezara. So the money that he has in his hand are not chalifei avoy dezara. Mashma havoy des koychovim zovin asur. But it's mashma that had he sold avoy des koychovim, then the money would be asur. Whoa! What are we going to do with the Gemara and Daf Samach Dalid that says that money, chalifi avoy des koychovim, is mutter? Money, when you sold something, when you sold avoy zara, that money, when the guy, when avoy koychovim sold avoy zara, it's mutter. What are we going to do with that Gemara? So therefore, Tosis argues with Rashi, and he says, Perish Rabbeinu Tam, that he the Perek Basra, the Sharech Levos Kechavim, Hain Vol Chavim Shperech Hovo, As we're going to explain now. So what does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, I'm going to give you a different pshat. My pshat is that the Braisa earlier on, that Tosfos quoted earlier on, that Rav Nachman brings later, that tells us that Chalif Avodz Chavim is Mutter, is talking about a guy who is Pireya Choy Vayme Chalif Avodz Zara. And when the Torah says Visum Chayim Kamar that Avodz Zara is Toifes is Dameo, that's only when a Jew is Machlif and not when a guy. But here, in our Gemara, and later on, Legabe Mos that the guy had at the fair, it's talking about where the guy is makta, sets aside his maos letzarech avodah zarah acheres, and therefore they're aser. Because miyached edamim, it's aser, and that's what Tosfos here says. Dahida perak basra, that we learn a perak basra, lam samach dale, the sharech alif avodah skochavim. That's talking about that we permit money that was exchanged for idols. That's only about Chom Shere Chom LeYisrael Me'avos Kol Chom Shemochar. A goy pays his debt to a Jew from Avodah Zarah money that he sold. He sold Avodah Zarah and he has money. And it's mutter. Why is it mutter? The high dam rose chom fez zameh. That we say that Avodah Zarah chaps it's the money. The money becomes aser. Hainu visu chayim kamoyu. That's only when it says that it should be chayim. It should be forbidden, like it. Vahainu dafka kshachli for Yisrael. That's what it means, visa cheirem kamo, that the money is cheirem, is banned, just like the Avodah Zarah is banned. That's dafka when the Jew exchanged. But when the guy exchanged, it's not shayich, but here in Perakein Mamidin and Daflamid Gimel, and in our sugya, it's talking about where Avodah Kochavim makze hadamim, he sets aside the money for another Avodah Zarah, and therefore, the money is aser. But to summarize what Tosfos says, here it's mashma in the Gemara that Dmei Avodah Zarah are aser. However, later on, the Gemara we say that it's mutter. So first Tosfos gives the Teretz of Rashi, that it's talking not about Chalifei Avodas Kochavim, but Maos are actually brought to Avodah Zarah. And then there's another Girsos in Rashi, that Abai and Merava don't agree with that Brisa later on, and they hold that Taka's aser. Chalei Avodas Kochavim is aser, but Tosfos doesn't like that answer. And then what we say now is that it says Dmei Avodah Zarah is aser. It's money that was set aside for Avodah Zarah, was set aside to bring, apparently, to bring as a sacrifice to Avodah Zarah. And problem is that we find in numerous places, like in the Sechet Tumur at the end, that ain muksa nasar el gavoya v'loyla hedjot. If it's set aside for Avodah Zarah, it's only aser l'shamayim, but it's not aser for a hedjot. So we're going to have to figure that one out. And we have a lot more to talk about. So mirtz Hashem, in a future shir, we will discuss this more, and we will hopefully see niflos mitoyras Hashem. So please stay tuned. Very important tshuva about this in the Har Tzvi and Yeridei and Siman Kuf Yates. Hope to get to that. And yesh od harbe ma ledaber. Az ana bezrat Hashem, anachnu nemshich b'li neder. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.